Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
We've been having this charge on our bank account for the last couple of months, and my husband didn't recognize who it was, and I didn't either. I thought it was him, and he thought it was me.
Okay, what's the zip code?
78210. Now, I'd like to know what company this is. It says Performance. Performance what?
Yes, we have to pull it up before we can see. We have several different companies. Here we're just a call center, so we just work for the different companies. And your name or your spouse's name?
My husband's name is Pedro, P-E-D-R-O, C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S.
Do you know when you were charged or the last time?
I know what he was charged. December 24th, $7.45.
Okay.
December 28th, $49.97. January 28th, $49.97.
Mm-hmm.
He says it wasn't him. He didn't remember. But when I called the bank, it was done on his card.
Mm-hmm. You said on January 28th?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was his first name again?
I'm so sorry?
What was your name? Because I didn't see his.
My name is Rosina, R-O-S-I-N-A. But I can tell you right now, I spoke with the bank, and they said these transactions were being done with my husband's card, debit card. His name is Pete, but his real name is Pete Cardenas. Is it under Pete Cardenas?
I don't see anything, actually. Not for that date.
Well, can you tell me what company this is for?
I can't until I pull it up. Again, we're a third-party call center, so we can't see it until we get to the actual account. Let me go back a little further, maybe to December. Did you say you were charged in December, too?
The first fee was December 24th. For $7.45.
$7.45 on December 24. Can you confirm your mailing address?
Well, it was probably under our San Antonio address, 819 East Drexel, San Antonio, Texas, 78210.
Okay, and do you know the last four of the card number? Because I don't see anything coming up for you guys. But I have a San Antonio address. Do you know the last four of the card that was charged?
Ma'am, I don't think so. Let me see something real quick. I don't know if it's possibly 6702, possibly.
Okay, that's not it. Let me go back.
I think somebody stole his debit card number. You know,
see, that's what I'm trying to see, because sometimes we can see if your card, you know, is on someone else's, under someone else's name, because I don't see his name or yours anywhere.
Right. Because I guarantee it is being taken out of our account. So I guess I'm going to. So you're saying you're not able to see anything?
Yeah, ma'am. Not under your name, no, ma'am.
Under Pete or Pedro Cardenas?
No, ma'am. Unless it's a different company, but I don't see anything for you guys.
Yeah, because it's coming out of this. I call this number because it's on the bank account. And
right.
It says Performance, and then it's got, I can't remember how it says it now. I can tell you real quick how it says it. It says that, sorry. I have it right here. It was on the 28th. It says the number, 855-475-73007, Performance, and the number. Then it has Maryland, card purchase.
Can you spell the last name? Is it C-A-R-D-I-N-A-S?
No, ma'am. C, as in cat, A-R-D-E-N-A-S.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let me check for that.
Excuse me.
I don't see it still. Do you know if anyone may have had access to any of you guys' information at any time?
No, the only time we use our cards is when we go to the store.
Have you spoke with the bank already?
Yes, ma'am, but they said I needed a call. Because the number was here, they said, for me to call first to make sure. So I'm going to go ahead and confirm that with my husband. So I guess, and he's going to say, there is no way he's going to have something. It looks like an auto pay right here. December 28th, January 28th, the same amount.
Do you have any other mailing address?
819 East Drexel, San Antonio, Texas, 7810.
Okay, not that one. Well, what about an email address?
Well, unless it's under, if it's my husband's card, it would be under, let me see, I'm sorry, let me go back here.
Mm-hmm.
His is underscore ccpete@yahoo.com.
Okay, you say his first name was what, ma'am?
His first name is Pete, P-E-T-E, or his legal name is Pedro, P-E-D-R-O.
Okay, I think I found it now by the email. Let me see the dates on here. The 23rd, the 27th, and then the 27th of this month. Is that right?
It sounds about right. On our bank showed it like the 24th,
mm-hmm.
the 28th, and then January.
Okay.
28th.
It was a pulse ox that was ordered on the 23rd of December, and
okay, it was a what? Pulse order?
Pulse ox.
A what?
A pulse ox is a little thing you put on your finger. Tracks like your vital signs.
Oh,
a pulse ox. It's called a pulse oximeter or something like that, but I just called it a pulse ox.
Okay, and that was on December when?
23rd. He paid shipping and handling on it.
So it cost $49.97?
No, ma'am. So when he signed up for that product, they give you the product for free and you pay shipping and handling, but it is also to support an actual membership. So the gift you get is basically for signing up for an actual online store. It's called Factory Direct Saving Store.
A membership for what? I don't get it.
An online store that has different products that you can get. And they send you out a gift card of $125 to your email. So they charge that membership fee for that.
They charge a membership fee every month for $50?
Yeah, the $49.97.
I know that he did not know that he was going to be charged $50 a month just to look at products that he might purchase. That's hogwash. That's hogwash. That's highway robbery. So, no. Mm-mm. He did not know that. And what I like to know is why did he pay Why was he charged? On December 23rd, he was charged $7.45.
Shipping and handling?
That's shipping and handling?
Yes, ma'am.
My God, how much does one of those pulse odometers cost?
I don't know the actual price of the product because that's not what he was charged for on the 27th of January and December. That was for the membership. The Pulse Ox is not what he's paying for. He paid the shipping and handling on that, and that was all.
I remember now he said he was going to order one, but I didn't even question anything. And when he's ordering stuff on the phone, he doesn't even know half the time what he's doing. So you're telling me that every month they're going to take out $50 out of our account just because they're giving us the pleasure of doing business with them?
That's totally up to you. If you don't want the membership, you don't have to keep it. But that's up to you. But the price is the $49.97 for the membership.
Every month?
Yes. But they send out, like I said, they send out a gift card of $125 to you every month to your email, too.
Hold on. They sent out a gift card for $125 to him?
Yes, it would have went to his email.
It would have been to what?
It would have went to his email. It's an online gift card. So it's not a hard copy that you get in the mail. It goes to the to your actual email, and you can just use the little code.
You probably didn't even know that. Dangerous when you don't know all of that stuff and you hitting stuff. So what I like to know, how could we cancel that?
I can cancel it for you 1 second. You want to write down the cancellation number?
I sure do.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
It's C.S. and Charlie.
C.S. and Charlie.
258.
258.
828.
828.
647.
647.
Yes, ma'am.
C.S. and Charlie. 258-828-647.
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess he's not going to get any of that back, not even the January 28th money.
Let me see. I can do a 35% refund on the one from January.
Okay. Refund for the January one. $49.97. You're going to credit our account.
Oh, it'd be 50% refund, so it'll only be half of that.
It'll be what? I'm so sorry.
A 50% refund, so it'll only be half.
50% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Of what? Of all of it, or the 2 months, or just
the last one? We can only do the last transaction.
So, in other words, on the last transaction, you're only going to return $25.
Correct.
Are you going to do it on our bank, right?
Yeah, it could go. It goes back into your account.
It's going to go back into our account, and it's going to be processed today.
No, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
I'm sorry, how many days?
3 to 5 business days. So it would be like next week.
Okay, 3 to 5 business days. Right.
Now, it can come quicker than that, but that's the general time frame.
Right. I'd like to know what name of that company is.
Oh, it's for Factory Direct Savings Store.
I'm sorry?
Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct.
Savings Store.
Savings Store?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I got the cancellation number, and you're saying it's going to be half of what they just deducted. And I appreciate your help. So
no
I'll be
problem.
Waiting for that refund on the bank.
Okay, you can look out for it. Like I said, it'll probably be sometime next week since today is Saturday, so it should be next week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.